Well, the month of June is traditionally Pride Month, the time of year when the LGBTQ plus community celebrates. And here in Quincy, that means the Quincy Pride Committee is very, very busy putting together a lot of different activities. So we want to welcome to the program today Richard Ash, John McDonald, and Jim Petoza to tell us more about it. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having us.
Happy Pride, right? Is the way
right.
it's and way
do, we do it. Say that. Yeah. Happy Pride. Happy Pride.
Can't believe it's already June.
It's upon us, Richard.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's going to be a busy one, I know for sure.
Yes, it is.
Before we talk about the different events and activities that the committee is planning, maybe a little bit of history about the Quincy Pride Committee here in Quincy.
Sure. So we actually, we're covering two different organizations. John moonlights as a board member of Quincy Pride and also of the city's LGBTQ commission, of which Jim is another commissioner, and also at the United First Parish Church. So we've formed this great partnership over the last few years. But Quincy Pride, the 501c3, was established in 2018. We have, over the last 7 years, we've been able to have 5 in-person Pride festivals. One suspended for COVID last year, unfortunately canceled. So this Sunday, we're picking up where we left off in 2022, and I think it's going to be a great day. But the committee in general is, there's about 10 of us, all volunteer board members. We focus on really planning this festival that people look forward to on the South Shore, bringing in vendors, nonprofits, talent, and planning a great day, and also supporting other nonprofits. And through our partnership with the LGBTQ Commission over the last few years, we've been able to take part in a lot of the more less festival-like and more meaningful groundwork that I'm sure Mr. Petoza would love to cover. But yeah, so we have a great weekend of activities.
The weather looks great this time.
It does. Yes. It does.
I think we're going to make it.
I don't check it every 5 minutes.
We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
Yep.
And I know that there's a new venue this year as well for the Pride Festival.
Yes. Traditionally, we've held it at Pageant Field. And due to some scheduling conflicts, namely, the Free Jacks have quite a few home games this year, so it was hard to peg down a date that worked. But we're hopeful that we'll be back there next year. In the meantime, I know some people have voiced concerns over the area. We have a great setup, great amenities, and it's going to be an awesome day. So we encourage everyone to come join us.
Yep,
so
at the Ross Lot.
The Ross Lot. Yeah, 30. For folks who are wondering, it's where the temporary ice skating rink was over the wintertime.
Right.
And it's a big, vast area with a lot of parking, pretty visible as well. So you might get a whole different audience, too, this year. You don't know, you know.
Right. And in a way, we've always wanted a downtown presence. So it's nice to have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Let's talk about the commission, if we can. I know that we had you with Nina Lang in not too long ago,
yeah,
actually,
and
to
Jim,
talk
yeah.
about some of the different meetings that you were planning, John. How did those go, first of all?
Well, we're excited about the fact that this commission has remained active since its inception. And one of the things that we, as commissioners, discussed is the need to really listen to the constituents, for lack of a better word, but the people who gather who have either concerns or suggestions or ideas for what a commission should look like and what we should be doing. And from that, we've had these town hall meetings, and they've been really successful, and it's been encouraging that people from all walks of life, from the straight community to the gay community, we come together and we talk and we listen and then we plan. And so there's a lot of events coming up. We can't really tip our hat too much, but we have some great things happening. Look for us in the month of October.
Okay.
That's just a little hint.
Okay.
But it's great to have a group of people who are like-minded and aren't coming together to necessarily create a negative energy. Mm-hmm. It's a positive energy. Mm-hmm. I leave those meetings, and I think you'll agree, we leave those meetings feeling like what we have accomplished, and we look forward to the next steps.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled that that's happening.
I remember one of the main goals or focuses was the development of a PFLAG chapter here in Quincy.
Right, and Jim can speak a little bit more to that.
Our Quincy PFLAG chapter, which has completed its first year of existence, is now a co-sponsor for the flag raising, which is terrific.
Okay.
And they are, on Sunday morning, leading a what our Pride Festival has always lacked is kind of a parade or a march to the site. So from the site of the flag in front of United First Parish Church at 11:45. There will be a march led by the PFLAG chapter from the common to the festival site.
Oh, all right.
Which is all in the spirit of what Pride is all about, which is the visibility of our community, which has notoriously been hidden for centuries. You know, the whole idea of coming out, the whole idea of personal pride in who you are and your identity is based on the community used to seek its protection by being invisible. And those days are gone. You know, I remember in my early 20s attending the first Pride festivals in New York City. What was astonishing was the amount of people who came not for the merch, but came to be seen. And that just the power of showing up, celebrating who you were, had political potency. Things have changed for the better, but that is still necessary.
Yeah.
That is still necessary.
Well, as you know, here in Massachusetts, just marked the 20th anniversary of the legalization of gay marriage.
Exactly.
First in the country, right?
Yeah. Right.
So folks who, you know, are younger than our generation don't really know what you're speaking about.
That's right.
Right.
And it's an important part of our history because we can be doomed to repeat it if we don't learn from it.
Sure.
And the PFLAG concept is for families who have children that are identifying or questioning and perhaps eventually, not always, but transitioning. So, you know, for families that don't have the resources or don't necessarily understand what's happening, even for the child themselves, it's a great place to be with parents who are all experiencing similar things.
Not alone, right?
Yeah, you're not alone.
Right.
That's a very good, that's the way to leave it. That's what PFLAG is all about. You're not alone.
Yeah.
There are groups of people that are there for you that will listen and talk to you about your feelings about what's happening within your family dynamic.
Yeah. Does the LGBTQ Commission, Jim or John, need members, need volunteers? Are there things that you're hoping for?
Yeah, the thing with the commission is we have a database of people who just seek to be informed, to be kept informed, and our number in our database is between 300 and 400 people.
Okay, all right.
For example, at the festival day, we will have a booth and we will get more signatories that will increase our database, and it becomes a really terrific point of communication.
Yes.
We don't need their money. We need their names, their email addresses, and then their participation. Great things have come out of the fact that they have put themselves forward. So we know in the city of Quincy, this work of all these organizations, PFLAG, Q Pride, the commission,
the church,
these are essential needs for this constituency. Quincy is late to the table, and we need to be aggressive.
Are there regular meetings? Is there a newsletter? You know, is there that?
There's a monthly newsletter that goes out to the database that keeps everybody informed as to what's coming out.
Okay.
So the easiest way to get on our mailing list is to simply go to the City of Quincy LGBTQ Commission Facebook page and message us, and we will get you on.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to connect.
Or come to the events.
Yeah, come to the event this weekend. Absolutely.
There are actually four separate events, right? Four separate events that are happening between Saturday and Sunday to kick off Pride. You mentioned the Pride flag-raising ceremony, Jim, so that's Saturday evening?
Saturday evening at 6 o'clock.
At the church?
At the church, on the common, in front of the church. The flag is already hanging there. We celebrate the hanging of the flag.
Okay.
And it's quite glorious. It's big. It looks great on the facade of the church.
Yeah.
The fact that it is on a building that has such an important part of the story of American history is really critical. And the fact that the flag and all of its goodwill, hopeful spirit faces City Hall in a way that does not seek to affront, but seeks to say, "Hey, we're here, we're celebrating."
And in fact,
join
you call
us.
It the Progress Pride flag.
Exactly,
rising,
right.
Making
exactly.
progress. So it's an hour long. What's happening? What's happening in an hour?
In that hour, we have various speakers coming. Q Pride leadership will be speaking.
Okay.
I will be doing a welcome on behalf of the commission, and this year, we have this kind of powerful Quincy Interfaith Network, a group of area ministers who actively seek to engage the LGBTQ plus community. And they are doing a public blessing of LGBTQ
really?
Individuals mm-hmm. and couples
okay.
on the night of the flag raising.
Oh, all right.
And many faiths are represented. And it's going to be quite powerful. We also have performances by
the Quincy Choral Society
that nice. Will be doing yeah. two pieces. And it'll be a meaningful 45 minutes to an hour of community gathering.
Will there be a symbolic raising of the flag?
And there will be a blessing of
yeah,
the flag.
A blessing
okay. of the flag will happen. Yeah.
And how did you find your couples to be blessed? You know, how did that process
We end? Just let them
just
know
asked.
That it's available
okay.
when people come. You know, this is our third annual flag raising celebration. Third. It's hard to believe that
yeah.
this is our third year. And the first year we had about 100 people. The second year we had about 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we expect even more.
Okay.
So it just, the tradition grows, mm-hmm. you know. And the fact that we can now call it a tradition is really the sign of our success.
Right. So that's Saturday evening, 6 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Then Sunday is the Interfaith Worship Service.
At 10:30.
11:30?
Yeah.
At the church.
At the church.
Okay.
And then we have the march from the church to the Ross lot to the festival.
Yes. Let's go back to the service for a
yes.
second, though.
Yes.
Reverend Rebecca Froom, I'm assuming, is presiding?
Yes. She
okay.
is presiding along with our ministerial intern, Shiloh Hoffman, who is a member of our community, and the two of them have concocted a really powerful service.
I was going to ask about the topic of the sermon.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's really about embracing
okay.
the identity and the self with a spirit of optimism and hope.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And then new this year is the procession over
yep.
to the Pride Festival.
Yep.
So
yep.
how does that, logistically, how is that going to work?
We're just going to meet in front of the church
yep.
at 11:45 and walk over to the
okay.
festival site together. That's really it. If you want to join us, and
yep.
we hope you do, we'll have streamers, flags,
okay.
and things to party. But the idea is to celebrate who you are
okay.
and march to the site of the festival.
Calling it the Pride Walk.
Yeah, exactly.
And John and I will be at said festival running around.
Setting up.
We'll make chickens with our heads.
Sweating.
That's
right. I might be a little sweaty, and I might be angry. I'll keep my temper to check.
No, he won't, but I'm a good check.
That's how you know you're having a good time.
When
John
it.
Is frenzied. Yeah, exactly.
But it's so nice to have not only all three events that segue into each
yeah.
other, but that be a Saturday and Sunday on the 1st and 2nd.
Oh,
we just lucked
out. We lucked out.
The calendar
was smiling on you.
Yes,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
I think it was trying to make up for last year. So
right.
For sure.
Yeah, it's going to
be very
nice.
And we don't talk about last year.
So noon to 5, Quincy Pride Festival
yeah.
at
yes.
the Ross lot on the parkingway, where the skating rink was over the wintertime, for
right.
folks who are wondering where we're talking
right.
about.
Yeah.
Let's run down what's going to be happening this year.
Do you want to cover the talent?
Sure. So we have a great group called Booty Vortex
okay.
that is very popular on the South Shore, but really throughout the New England area. They're like a disco band,
okay.
and it's 11 pieces, and they're our opening act.
That's
they
a
have,
big band.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
yeah.
a great, great sound. Let's start a party off the right way and have a, you know, a show like
right.
that. And then we have a few drag queens that are coming to perform, and then we have a female impersonator, and then one of our members of the Pride organization, Matt Torrance, he's going to do a little segment of some of the work that he's been doing as a new singer on the market, and we have a DJ.
Fun.
And so all of that will happen on the main stage, which if you think of the rink, it's still on the lot, but it's going to be on the other corner.
Oh, okay.
The rink area is where the children's entertainment is going to happen.
Oh.
So those are the two, and then Richard can talk about some of the other things.
Okay. They
also, children also will have some entertainment over on the grass area where the Christmas tree usually
yes,
goes.
Yes, yes.
So that, there's a lot going on entertainment-wise.
Okay.
But then.
Yes, no, the fact that Booty Vortex is opening is, I mean,
yes.
that in and of itself means it's going to be a great day. But there's so many great performers. We'll speak about the work we've been doing, about the representation, about why the day is important. We also have our scholarship to give out. So there are two individuals that will be receiving the Quincy Pride Scholarship this
oh.
year. And then we'll give out some awards for community partners. And also we do our most prideful vendor. So outside of the full day of entertainment, we've got over 40 booths of either nonprofits, 40 booths of either nonprofits, sponsors, or LGBTQ or local vendors that will make items either to sell or give away. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a great footprint, great setup. And those vendors will then be in the middle of the area. Then we've got Break Rock Brewing and Craig's Cafe coming for adult beverages. Okay. The kids area, the big inflatables. The kids stage will have some sets by Mellow Musical, which is the nonprofit Melodrama. Subset, who she's very well respected and liked in the area. So she'll do some pieces on the kids stage. There's a magician over there. And it's going to be great.
Food trucks. We have food trucks, too.
Okay.
So there's plenty to eat, plenty to drink.
Yes.
We have adult beverages, but we also have for the kids.
Right.
You can come with your own blanket to sit on the grass or your own lawn chairs.
Okay.
We encourage that, as a matter of fact. There will be tents and some tables and chairs near the stage area. You know, it's a sunny day. It's supposed to be a gorgeous day. So you can eat there or eat on the lawn. Plenty of opportunities for interact with your families.
Yes.
So it's not an event that you would think only adults. It's family oriented.
Okay.
And it's also gay, straight. Anybody that wants to come, we'd love to have you come with a open mind and come with an idea of celebrating.
Right.
And we'll all have a good time.
I'm assuming you'd have to pay for your food and drink.
That's the only thing. Everything else is, well, no, I suppose if you go to one of the tents and they're selling something, of course you
right.
pay for that.
Right.
But it is a free event.
No admission charge.
No admission, exactly. You did mention parking. I just want to make sure that
people
understand.
Yeah, let's talk about
that. Yeah. It's best for people to think of the garage near the Fours at Kilroy Square.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, there are two walkways that bring you straight to the area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really best to think of that as your parking area.
Okay.
There are some parking spots on the street near the General's Bridge. We're going to do our best, but there's a lot of construction going on
there
over
is.
There, and there's some issues with other things that we may not have a lot of. So it would be, if you have someone that's elderly or somebody that needs access, certainly feel free to use that street to drop somebody off. But there won't be a lot of parking right there, because we're taking up the parking lot.
Obviously, sure. Public transportation is the best option, always,
you know, or
a ride share or a cab or something, instead, sure.
But also the amount of people that we would get at Pageant Field, we're so much closer to the T that I can't imagine.
For sure.
I can't imagine it's going to be much of a hindrance. But
Will there be any representation from the city that you're aware of?
Specific individuals, I don't believe so.
Okay.
A number of the elected officials usually come.
Okay.
And, you know, I always see if anybody would like to say a couple words within reason.
Right.
So hopefully, but certainly.
All invited.
All invited,
sure.
And so we hope so.
And the same with the flag raising.
I also do want to give a shout out to he's only been in his position for about a year, the city's officer for inclusion and equity, Damian Uter, will be speaking at the flag raising at our invitation. I was really happy that he accepted that invitation because it's a powerful platform for a person with that portfolio in the city to take it on seriously.
Absolutely.
So I really want to extend a strong welcome
I'm glad you mentioned
to
that,
him. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. In terms of the committee itself, Richard, anything planned after this, later this year?
Did you just want me to laugh? we take a couple months off, usually reconvene in September.
Okay.
I'd like to do some smaller events toward the end of the year. And of course, partner with the commission, and the church, and see how we can help out in any of their events. And I'd love to keep it going. We do after the event, usually. And ignore each other for the summer.
John's already having a breakdown.
And if anybody calls me on Monday, you will get the wrath of
will
John.
Will you call
McDonald's.
Him on Monday?
I'd be happy
all right.
to, sure.
Okay.
John and I have known each other forever,
for years.
So yeah.
But with respect to food and beverage, so Craig's Cafe, Break Rock Brewing, both Quincy restaurants, both very happy to participate. They'll be coming for refreshments. For dessert trucks, we have Ellie's Treats from Weymouth, and we have Smiles by the Mile. And then for food trucks, we have Black's Creek Barbecue, we have Time Traveling, and...
Your favorite.
Yes, I do love them. And, Black's, they're all great. Black's Creek is
Yes, they are all great, and I can't remember the fifth.
Okay, well,
have to come and find out.
Fire me on Monday.
I guess you'll have to come and find out.
I'm just old now, and I can't remember things.
This event, I know, draws not only from Quincy, right, but it draws the entire Greater Boston region.
And it's one of the first in the on the South Shore. Yeah. Now Braintree has one, and I think other communities. But it really has been since 2018. It really was the and with Boston having issues with their Pride organization, they kind of fell apart.
Yes.
Now they're back, but it was always thought of that everybody goes into the Boston Pride. Well, Quincy now is all of a sudden on the map. Not all of a sudden. I mean, since 2018.
Well, it's hard work, you know, behind it. Absolutely. You know, it wasn't magic.
And I always say that, you know, people, you know, going in, getting on the train, fine, and driving and going over the bridge, all that's fine. But it's right here in your hometown or in the South Shore area. It's so much easier.
Yeah. Are you finding that, you know, with maybe Richard, you can answer, with new people coming to the city all the time, they appreciate events like this where they might not have had in a smaller community in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what the trends that I see is either long term or long time Quincy residents that may now be experiencing a child or even a grandchild that is on this journey and wondering about the LGBTQ population, or you have gentrification that is just more LGBTQ adults moving into the city.
Right.
So it's I think 2021 was the year that we were the only Pride Festival that we knew of in the area. We had thousands of people, and I think that year, in a way, planted the seed for other towns and organizations to now start their Pride organizations, which is of course welcomed, and that's the name of the game. But that's what I'm finding is that's why it's always going to be family friendly. It's always going to be there's always going to be great kids entertainment. You know, this face painters and blow ups and
kids are kids, right?
That's who those are the people that come and look forward to it,
and
I think enjoy it the most.
Yes. And so, I can't tell you how many times, both at the booth for the commission and working as a Pride volunteer, that people come up and say, "I'm so glad you're doing this." And I think the disappointment last year, because of the weather, it was sad, because people really were looking forward to this traditional event.
Annual event.
And so, and then the rain didn't happen. So
that's right.
Richard alluded to this earlier. That's why this one's very important.
Sure.
Because we're back. I mean, we came back after COVID, then we had that issue, so now we're back. So
back and better than ever, as you say on your flyer, right?
That's true. Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to something that has happened as a result of these actions. Next week, Boston Scientific is raising on their campus a Progress Pride flag to celebrate their employees who belong to our community. Hmm. And they've asked me to go and give kind of a keynote series of words for this. And I can't tell you how proud I am that our collective efforts have spawned this kind of local corporate response to visibility and awareness of the contributions of our workforce at a leading employment center in our town.
Certainly one of the major employers.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal, and I'm really happy to be going to that and celebrating with them. I think they're quite extraordinary.
And the businesses in our community, the restaurants and the the mom and pop stores, which people say there aren't any. Well, there are. And those people have sent in checks or, you know, volunteered or getting a table. So that is encouraging as well, to know that the business community supports us. Not everybody, but, you know, you're not going to win every race. But we're engaging and educating so that more and more people start to say, this is normal. This is fine.
Yeah. I remember one of our last discussions, we talked about maybe publishing a booklet of gay-friendly businesses.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we are working
That's
on that.
That's on the list.
It's a work in progress.
The local restaurants, they're always happy to give raffle baskets or gift cards.
Totally. And yes.
Idle Hour has just started hosting an LGBTQ monthly social night out. Oh. That's usually a Thursday. I think it's either the second to last or last Thursday of the month. And I've seen that kind of take off too. So they've been getting a good crowd there, and that's great. But with respect to the community partners and restaurants and local organizations, we have repeat sponsors year after year that when we call or email or even text, you know, some of them now, it's so easy. It's sure there's a check in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what
that speaks volumes.
It does. And it's not it's certainly an expensive event to put on, mm-hmm. but we're able to do that because of those repeat sponsors. And I would love to give them a shout out if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. Sure.
So our premier sponsor is the city. The City Celebration Fund always supports our event, and then in-kind services, you know, details, amenities,
DPW,
everything. Sure, that's invaluable. Yeah. And then we have Quincy Community Action Program, Arbella Insurance, Eastern Bank, Mountain One, all repeat organizations that always come back. Aspire Health, Harbor Health, really pushing the envelope in the LGBTQ health world. Mm. In years past, Harbor Health and Manit, also another one of our sponsors, they've been able to come with their vans and do either COVID testing or on-the-spot HIV testing, which is huge. And people just can't even believe that that's accessible
possible.
Yeah. Manit Health will be back this year. They're also a sponsor, and they were our 2022 Community Partner of the Year.
Nice.
Stop and Shop, flagship sponsor from the beginning, South Shore Bank, my office, Baker Braverman Barbadoro, Fox Rock, where we're hosting the event, and also a great sponsor for all things local and all nonprofits in the city. And then Beth Israel, Milton Hospital. So that's a really good lineup of big organizations in the area that are willing to support our event. And a lot of them don't just write the check. A lot of them come and they set up a booth, and
right?
then their employees are encouraged to come.
So a physical presence is right.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Which
invisible.
Is huge.
Right. Yep.
Which is huge.
Nice. Glad you mentioned that.
And that fifth food truck was Gonzalez food truck.
Oh.
Just so you know.
He's going to kill me. Yeah, that's right. Gonzalez.
No, it's okay. We got it in there.
Well, you'll just have to get a
I'll
couple.
I'll have to buy
you'll
a lot of food from Gonzalez.
You'll have to make up for it.
You know, I wanted to ask each of you, what does Pride mean to you personally? And Jim, maybe you have some thoughts on that.
You know, for me at this stage of my life, when I think of Pride, I think of the span of the decades that I have lived and the changes that have arisen, what being a gay man means. And what it meant in the 70s and what it means in the 2020s and how it has changed, but that fundamentally what you are called upon is the challenge of visibility, the challenge of standing up not only for yourself, but for the other people that you look to as being a part of your community, that it is a community, that you're not an isolated person on this tragic journey. You are part of a community that actually can rejoice in who you are. For me, that's what Pride really represents.
Sure, sure.
Is that through line.
John?
For me, as a child, I felt the opposite of the word pride, which would be shame.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ashamed of myself. I didn't understand what this was. Who could explain it in the late 60s, early 70s? And I was shunned and bullied and all of that stuff. People have their stories. I don't need to get into that. But because I grew up that way, that carried over into my adult life for a long time. And when I moved to New York City, the world opened up for me, and I changed how I felt about myself. And so the word pride is very important. That word took away the negative word of shame. And now I'm proud. I'm a gay man, and get over it. So what? And I live that now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed if somebody asks the question, yes, I'm gay. I don't lead with that, although sometimes I do. Sometimes I make too much out of it. But the bottom line is I no longer feel the way I used to feel.
Right.
And it's about time. I'm 63 years old. I cannot believe that there are still people in the world who still have shame about who they are. And so that's why I believe in pride. Pride is very important to me.
Richard?
So the word pride to me is maybe a different conversation. So I look at the different areas of the country and of the world where we're not accepted and it's not okay and we're not celebrated. And then I can't help but to feel pride that we live in an area or a segment or in a city where we are able to feel pride and you feel grateful mm-hmm. for the generations leading up to where we are now
and for,
the,
hard
and for the work that they did and
are,
and you feel grateful that you are able to at this point take that torch and carry it on and make sure that the next person doesn't feel that way or have to worry or question. But so it's about pushing the envelope forward, knowing that it has already been pushed great lengths by the generations before us. We're proud of that. We're grateful for that. And then now this is how we take it to the next step. So that's the word pride to me.
Thank you all for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Could I flip it a little bit?
Absolutely.
What does pride mean to you as a
oh, here we go.
Well, as a man that's not in the gay community?
It means an opportunity to share these stories with the community, you know, with the public, and to show them what's going on in their city, mm-hmm. and maybe, you know, give them a little more information about some people that they might not have a daily contact with. Yeah, so we're happy to do that here.
It's great.
For sure.
Great.
So again, it's Pride Weekend, really,
yes.
in Quincy, right? It all starts Saturday, June 1st, with the Progress Pride Flag Raising Ceremony, 6 to 7 p.m. at the United First Parish Church, followed Sunday by the Interfaith Worship Service at the church, 10:30 to 11:30. Immediately following the service, the Pride Walk, over to the Ross Lot for the Quincy Pride Festival from noon to 5 p.m. QuincyPride.com.
And both Facebook pages,
and
too.
Social media. Yeah.
Social media.
Okay. Anything else we should add? I think we got it all.
No,
on.
You're
thank
wonderful.
You, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Thank you.
No, we could. I would have liked that Pride meaning question, though, ahead of time.
Just a little surprise.
Awake at 3 a.m. wondering what I could have said.
And you have three wallflowers that couldn't answer anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I thought. So look for John running around like a crazy man.
That's right. As I always do.
And look for me avoiding him.
Thanks, guys. Happy
It'll
Pride.
Be a great weekend.
Thank you.
We hope to see everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome.